For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, is this on?
At this point, I should just go ahead and confess. That mysterious hacker over on SmackDown, yeah, that was me.
Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of What's Wrong With Wrestling. I'm Andrew Pisano, along with my brother Joe Pisano and Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
There he is, the Hamilton. We watch SmackDown, then a pay-per-view, then Raw. Kind of love when this happens, because then we get to talk about the shit leading up to a shitty pay-per-view.
Right.
An F. I believe it was an F pay-per-view.
It was an F. Spoiler alert.
We'll go through some of that quickly.
Yeah.
But yes, Eric Hamilton.
Eric Slamilton Hamilton.
Oh, excuse me.
Yes. Don't ever forget the Slamilton part. So we actually watched SmackDown, then a pay-per-view, then Raw, and then another pay-per-view.
Yeah. Oh, true.
Because we have a Patreon to record after
this. Yes, we do. Yeah.
This Saturday, Halloween, our bonus episode of the month's coming out, and it's Halloween Havoc 1998.
Yeah.
Warrior versus Hogan.
Yes.
The rematch no one asked for.
Right.
10 years in the making. Yeah. I'll give Warrior credit. I mean, he looked great for 57, and Hogan for 73 was not bad.
Not bad at all.
Yeah.
It's their work was the issue.
I feel like after we do that, recap, we should have another great Hogan debate with this match fresh in our minds.
You should have brought that match up in the Hogan debate. You might have won.
And in fairness, we will switch sides for this new debate. Okay.
Things are going to get interesting.
Yep.
Yeah, enough stuff on SmackDown happened that had nothing to do with Hell in a Cell.
Right.
Yeah.
So at least there's that. But first we got to thank some new fans on Patreon. So thank you to Ericolis Kelly. It's an interesting name that you chose there, Eric. Ericolis Kelly. No one's buying that.
Nope.
We know it's you.
Yeah.
Casey Watkins and Nick Simmons. Thank you to those three people. And like always, patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. $5 gets you everything. Try it out for a month. We got the Wednesday Night War recaps, all the pay-per-view recaps, the brackets, all that good shit.
I mean, you can go back and get like 3-4 years of content?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
3 years at least.
All of it.
Yeah.
Tons of stuff.
I mean, all the good stuff anyway.
Yeah.
Our best stuff the last 3 years.
Oh, I mean, the Saudi recaps. and then we have two fans that bought t-shirts. So thank you to Bailey Dunn, who bought a
pizza.
And then Chris Trevino, who bought a
Who Are You?
T-shirt.
Yeah, nice.
So that's at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling1999. That's it.
Yeah.
All right, so SmackDown starts with the Kevin Owens show. His guest is Daniel Bryan, who gives his opinions on what would make SmackDown better. Is he the GM again?
I guess so.
Is he the new? Is he vegan again?
He's always been vegan.
Oh, true,
he's never not been vegan.
He's not an evil vegan again.
He took a bite of a burger when he was 8, and then he shit himself
for days
and vomited, and he was like never again.
Funny part of it was a veggie burger.
Did they even have veggie burgers?
Right, probably.
So Daniel says he wants to see the Intercontinental Championship defended on SmackDown every week. They're just like when he left, he was doing this, and now he's back and he's doing the same thing.
Right.
Same thing.
Just rehashing the same thing that Daniel was already doing.
What did he say about like Raw and SmackDown?
That SmackDown's
the
best.
What did he say?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, so I don't know what you're looking for. I can't read your mind.
Doesn't he? Don't we still have a Daniel Bryan on the top row?
Oh, yes.
There's nothing about Monday Night Raw that is fun.
Yeah. Or Friday night.
Yeah.
It's too bad he didn't say one about SmackDown.
Sure. Yeah.
So KO tells Daniel, I've never been a tag team champion in WWE. Could you imagine us as a tag team? I even have the name figured out. Team Hell KO. And Daniel's like, well, no, that'd be you tagging with Kane.
Yeah.
So Owens realizes his mistake, and he's like, well, yeah, but we'd be better than you and Kane. And then Dolph Ziggler and Robert Roode interrupt and claim they're the greatest tag team on the planet, even though they don't have any belts proving it. Then the Street Profits come out with all new blue gear because they're on the blue show now.
Oh.
Then Nakamura and Cesaro come out talking trash, so Daniel tells Owens, maybe we should test your theory on how good of a tag team we would be right now, even though we hated each other for years and we feuded so many times. Then all eight of them start brawling.
Yep.
And then the timekeeper rings the bell like a madman.
Uh-huh.
He's just like, ding, ding, ding. And like, we haven't seen that in years from
right.
WWE.
And I think I know where this is going.
So then Adam Pearce runs out with officials.
Oh.
We go to commercial.
Nope.
And then next up we have Bianca Belair. No, I'm just kidding. We have an 8-man tag match, of course.
This had to have been announced during the commercial break by Teddy Long.
Yeah.
I mean, he was there last week.
That's right. So, no, he was there for that show. That's right.
Or, best yeah, this show. He was there.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got Daniel Bryan, Kevin Owens, the Street Profits versus Nakamura, Cesaro, Roode, and Ziggler. Mm. Of course, it's good guys versus bad guys.
God.
Like, just for once, I'd like to see them mix it up.
Sure.
Like, put the Street Profits with Roode and Ziggler.
Yeah.
And Kevin Owens and Daniel Bryan with Nakamura and Cesaro. Why not?
Right.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, they've done it before. Nothing changes. It's still trash.
By the way, Daniel was in nice clothes when we went to commercial, like a suit jacket and everything.
Uh-huh.
And then when we come back, he's in his ring gear. So does he just wear that like under his clothes all the time?
No, he's a fast change.
Yeah.
Is he Superman? Does
sure.
he just rip it off? And I mean, all he really has to wear is Speedos.
He goes under one side of the ring, comes out in his ring gear.
Oh, is that it?
It's like his phone booth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyways, Ford hits Cesaro with the frog splash for the win. Backstage, the good guys are celebrating, and Daniel tells Ford and Dawkins, fist me, boys! And then Owen spits out his water. He's like, what did you just say? And then Ford and Dawkins pause for a second, but then they fist Daniel.
Award nominee.
Ford, Dawkins...
Hey, you're stealing my line.
NKO hey. Walk... Oh, yeah, like we don't steal lines on this show.
Yeah.
Ford, Dawkins, NKO walk away, but then Sami Zayn walks up to Daniel and tells him, this is my IC belt, so keep your opinions to yourself. Mm. So they fought at WrestleMania back in April.
Yeah.
And now they're going to fight again in November.
Exactly. Well, they're both back.
Yeah, they're both back.
Yeah, so.
Holy shit. Next up, we have Law and Otis. Mm.
Dun, dun.
Dun, dun, yeah.
Executive producer Dick Wolf.
Yes.
Right.
We are in Thunderdome.
That's not even funny. That's his real name.
It is.
We're in Thunderdome Court with Miz Morrison, their attorney, and Otis representing himself. Mm. We also have Ron Simmons in an APA shirt, and he's the one that says, "All rise, the Honorable John Bradshaw Layfield presiding."
I didn't know he became a judge.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In Russell Court.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. So JBL comes out in a judge robe and tells Miz's counselor to proceed. But Miz stops her and says, "I got this. Why did you even hire her?"
All right.
Miz pleads his case for why he should be, you know, he should be Mr. Money in the Bank. He should get the briefcase. And then Otis just says, "I think I deserve the Money in the Bank contract because I won the Money in the Bank match."
If I was a judge, yeah, that checks out.
Well, what I liked about Otis
was...
He
won the match.
He wasn't Otis. He acted like he was really like in a courtroom. He was like... The reason I think that I should be is because of this. That's it.
So Mrs. Lawyer's like, "Oh, that's a good argument." So Miz fires her, which rightfully so. Rightfully so. Like if you're defending someone who's guilty, like you can't just say that.
Right. Yeah.
You're
also,
a horrible lawyer.
Also, it's a fake courtroom. So
yeah,
really,
yeah,
why'd you bring up? Why'd you spend the money?
She's not even
right.
a lawyer.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
you're just gonna buy off the judge, why even have an attorney?
Right.
Use
Plus,
the money you were gonna give the attorney.
Anything.
Cut it in half, and you can pay off any judge in America. It's my anti-attorney sentiment. Sorry.
Right. There you go.
So later, Morrison testifies that Otis gave them physical and mental scars, and then he cries. Then Rey Mysterio testifies and says Otis won the match fair and square because he was there at the match. Even right. though, like, anyone could have really testified to whoever watched that match.
We could have.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
I mean,
watched it.
Wasn't he thrown to his death or something?
He was, Mysterio? Yes.
So he didn't really see it.
It's true. He did not see
he
it.
He should have said, well, did you see it? That would have been a hilarious.
Well, I was.
Hold on, Ray. Did you see it?
I was declared dead for.
well, I was thrown off a building. You see, there was this lip and this wall.
So then Asuka testifies.
Wild card!
Yeah.
But no one knows what she's talking about. But again, 2 weeks after the draft, we're still doing wild cards.
Of course.
JBL then asks, did you get any of that? And Teddy Long appears, and he's like, every word, playa.
I loved it. Yeah. I left so... I was like, wait, what? And he did the opposite. He's like, I got every word. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Yeah.
I thought
he
it was
speaks
funny.
Japanese.
Yeah.
And then Tucker testifies.
Yeah,
there's two.
And says Miz deserves everything that's coming his way. Tucker threatens to beat up the Miz. But then JBL calls for order in the court. And then Ron Simmons yells, everyone shut up! And they shut up. And then JBL's like, okay, we'll take a break. And when we come back, I'll render my verdict. And then Teddy Long walks away saying, I got a pee, playa.
Yeah, and what music were they playing during the court stuff?
Like the fucking Judge Judy music or whatever, right?
No.
What was it?
You guys don't even know, and you're in your 30s. It was the People's Court music.
Oh, I knew it was
Vince,
one of the court dun, shows. Dun,
sure, dun. But that's like 40 years old. Like dun, it's
dun, dun.
From literally 35 years ago.
Yeah.
Why can't you play something that maybe someone would know? Like, that's insane.
Right.
That's old as shit.
Don't they play that same music on Judge Judy?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I don't really watch Judge Judy.
I feel like they on one dun, of those dun, court dun, shows. Dun. Yeah. So anyways, when we come back, JBL says, you know, if what Otis did to Miz and Morrison are considered crimes, then Ron Simmons and I will be serving in life sentences right now. And then he's about to rule in favor of Otis. But then Miz says, I forgot to submit a key piece of evidence.
Oh, boy.
So Miz gives JBL a briefcase. JBL opens it. We can't see what's inside, but a cash register sound is heard because we're idiots.
Right.
We're complete morons.
Yeah.
So then JBL's like, oh, well, I side in favor of the Miz. And Miz and Otis will fight over the Money in the Bank contract at Hell in a Cell. And we all know what happens after that. Yeah. Miz is the new Mr. Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
Next
Otis,
up.
Otis, you dumb bastard.
Yeah.
Right.
Next up, we have Bianca Belair versus Zelina Vega. The ring announcer still says the following contest is a women's division match.
Really?
Well, yeah, we could see that because we saw Bianca Belair walking to the ring he's saying that while she's coming out.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I thought it was an intercontinental title qualifier.
Why is that
match.
Necessary?
Why? Right. And plus, it really, again, if they're equals, you shouldn't just, here's two people wrestling.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't say a men's division match.
No.
With Strowman and Keith Lee, you go, this is a super heavyweight match.
Right.
No. You just say it's a match.
Yeah. Right.
Anyways, Belair wins with the KOD in about 3 minutes.
Yeah, so you know, much for Vega's big push.
I know.
My God.
What's the point?
I mean, I love Belair, but damn.
If you're just going to do this with her, then just make her a manager again.
Yeah.
And have her manage someone on SmackDown.
Well, right. We need more women jobbers.
Yeah. Is Lana not enough?
Yeah.
Nope.
No.
All right, next up we got Shorty G versus Lars Sullivan. Caleb Braxton interviews Shorty G in the ring before the match and asks him, why? Why would you do this? Why are you so stupid?
Right.
And he says, I can't get drafted to Raw or SmackDown, so tonight I'm going to prove that I belong here. He doesn't prove that Lars wins with the freak accident.
Yep.
After the match, Kayla asks Shorty, how do you feel? And he says, I quit. And then after the break, Adam Pearce checks on Shorty G in the trainer's room, and Shorty G says, yeah, I quit. I quit being Shorty G.
There's only one man that can achieve anything he wants. An Olympian. State. National. World championships. A man with a list of achievements so big, it has to be seen to be believed. Trust me, Pierce. It's long.
Oof.
And his name is Gable. Chad Gable.
Is So is
poison. Poison.
Oh God!
Sorry.
He just murdered us.
God.
Those listening at home or in your car, we apologize.
The audio was low, so I had to push it up for that.
So he's back. No more Shorty G. Or is it just for this promo?
No, he's Chad Gable again.
The fake audience was booing this?
I don't know what they were doing.
He even
no,
said
they actually pumped in the real audience. Like, boo, nothing you do is good.
He even said, like, I'm tired of the Shorty G crap. Hey, asshole.
You
the one that
it.
You named yourself that.
Right.
Yes.
Dipshit.
You embraced it.
Stupid fuck. Like, anyone gives a shit.
You dumb
And then
bastard.
When he's like, trust me, Pierce. It's long. He holds up like, that's my dick. It's like, no, you're 5'2".
Stop.
Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm sure this will lead to, you know, nothing. All right, next up we have a Roman Reigns teaser.
He must have run out of basketball shorts.
Yes,
right.
Hopefully. We see Roman sitting by a table in his private room with Paul Heyman standing behind him. And there's two plates of food in front of Roman. Mm. But he pushes them away because he's too busy thinking. He can't eat.
I've been there.
He's like, no.
I've
no.
never been there.
I've never been
too busy to think to eat.
Yeah. Next up, we have a Bayley in ring promo. She says she's not signing the contract against Sasha because Sasha doesn't deserve a title match. So Sasha comes out with the contract in her hand. Bayley swings a chair, but Sasha ducks. Sasha picks up the SmackDown Women's Championship and says, "You want your title back? Sign the contract." But Bayley tries to grab the belt, so Sasha knees her in the face, puts Bayley's head through the chair. And then chokes her until Bayley signs the contract, and she does. And then Sasha tells Bayley, on Sunday, I'm taking your title, and I'm finishing what you started. And she was telling the truth. Eric didn't believe her.
No.
She was telling the truth.
Eric said, fuck that shit. It's Bayley.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to hopefully a long title run from Sasha for the first time. Hopefully she can defend the title successfully. For
right now. Yeah. Right now. Decide. Yeah. Does she defend it? Does she defend it successfully?
Like at
She's
least
0
once?
She's 0-5? 0-4?
Yeah,
0-5. 0-5.
Does like she one time?
It one time.
Yeah.
Yes.
This has time. To be a long reign.
100% no. It's her thing. Not successfully defending the title is her thing.
Okay.
She's a good title winner, not a good title keeper.
No, she's
so it's
not.
Going right back on Bayley.
Kind of like Slamilton.
Jeez.
None of us keep this title. What am I kidding?
Is that still a thing?
Is that still
a thing? Still do that?
So Bayley wins this title right back?
Not, I don't know.
I don't Maybe. Think so.
No, she's holding it for a while. Finally. Next we'll up, see. We have...
We'll see.
Next up, we have... Oh, would you like to make a bet? Because I have like a... Actually, I'm missing a dollar. He still owe me for Indusher or whatever their fucking name is.
It is not the end of October, sir.
No, it's like October 16th.
Halloween Havoc! Deal. You don't think they're going to show up? They're Indusher.
It was October 16th.
Sounds like a horror film.
Last week,
are you
said
Indusher they're going to show up?
I am sure they are not showing up, but I get one more day, and I will take that day.
We wrote down the date on one of these pieces of paper.
Prove it.
Yeah, well, it's easier said than done.
I'm pretty sure it was the end of October.
So we have, well, no, it was like the middle of a month. We said 3 months. Anyways, you said you'd have the money. By last week, you said you'd have it next week.
Look,
so
man,
I guess you have to.
Look, man, I need more time, okay?
Make with the money.
Please don't hurt me.
I'm only up to 78 cents.
You want to do a dollar bet on Sasha defending the title successfully?
No.
No. Yeah, no. See, I knew it. All right, Seth Rollins versus Murphy. They have a good match. Rollins wins with the curb stomp. And then backstage, Aaliyah tells Rey and Dominic to go help Murphy, but they won't. So she's like, if you won't help them, then I will. So Seth attacks Murphy with the kendo stick.
You gotta do what you said to me.
What?
When we were watching that. Like, Ray's daughter, his only daughter,
yeah.
Dominic's only sister, is now running into where Seth Rollins is trying to murder someone.
Right.
And they're like, all right, well, have
all right,
fun.
Bye.
Hey,
bye, Aaliyah.
You wanna grab a taco?
Good
man?
Luck. Oh,
that's what you said.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus.
Let's good go luck, Aaliyah.
Yeah.
We'll be over here.
Not caring.
Right. Like, why don't they immediately follow her immediately?
Right.
So Seth attacks Murphy with the kendo stick, but Aaliyah gets in the ring, covers Dominic. I'm sorry, covers Murphy. But then Dominic runs out, so Seth leaves the ring, but then attacks Dominic from behind. Then Ray's music hits, and he runs out with a chair, so Rollins retreats, and then Aaliyah helps Murphy up, because that's her man.
Right.
Her man.
Yeah.
Like, are we supposed to believe that they're just, like, starting to date, or have they, like, already fucked and she's pregnant? Like, what's the deal?
We'll get there.
And she's pregnant. And
that'll be Eddie's baby, too, or something. It'll be, yeah, you know, it'll be strange.
The wait is finally over. Football is back. You might not be at a game this year, but you can still be in on all the action at Bet Online. Bet Online is going the extra mile to make sure you can get in on everything imaginable this season. From game spreads and totals to team, player, and coaching props, Bet Online gives you more options to wager than any place online. You can get in on their season opening bonuses today and start off wagering on win, division, and championship futures today. So head to BetOnline today and take advantage of all the great sign-up bonuses. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
Next up, we have Paul Heyman and Roman Reigns come out. Before they talk, we see Jey Uso on the Titantron, and he's in Roman's locker room, sitting at his table with the two plates of food. He's also wearing a mask,
yeah.
But then he takes it off, and it's revealed that it's actually Jimmy. Who knows?
I don't think so. I think he just taped it beforehand.
Roman turns around and Jey attacks Reigns, hits a super kick and a splash off the top rope. Jey celebrates with Jimmy on the stage, and then Roman gets up and says, When I make you quit, you will fall in line.
Quit.
You will take orders, you will respect me. And if you can't, then you're out. Not just you, your brother and your wife and your children and your children's children. Like, none of them could be wrestlers. Right. In WWE again.
Part of the tribal wrestling.
And that's the biggest stipulation in WWE history.
Yeah.
Is you're fired.
That's it. It doesn't get any bigger than that.
It's a loser leaves town match, kind of. Because they're not really leaving town.
Without leaving town.
So he lost. So are they joining him, or do they have to leave town?
He's going to have a stable of Usos.
Uso stables.
Yeah.
There was a good Simpsons meme on that.
Uh-huh.
It was the one from the one where they find out that the guy is a fraud.
Yeah, the guy is a fraud. Yeah, that episode.
What?
The monorail?
Jebediah Springfield is like a fraud.
Trying to find it.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it. And basically, the guy who runs the museum is like, you're banned for life, you and your children and your children's children. For 3 weeks. And someone put Roman on that guy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That was pretty funny.
Now he'll be in a stable with his Uso cousins now.
For sure.
Maybe he'll force Naomi to be in that stable. Oh, wait, she's on Raw. Next up, we have, what?
No, I was just trying to find
it. Okay. All right, so on to Raw. We start with the former WWE champion, Drew McIntyre. Drew promises that he will be WWE champion once again.
Sure.
But he's interrupted by John Morrison and the new Mr. Money in the Bank, The Miz. Miz mentions that last time he had the briefcase, he successfully cashed in on Randy Orton, and it was right here in the Amway Center.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Miz and Morrison talk too much trash, so McIntyre attacks them, the idiots retreat, and then Drew stomps on Morrison's glasses.
Yeah. Mm.
Cool.
All right,
Dollar Store Special.
Next up, we have AJ Styles versus Jeff Hardy. This is a qualifying match for the Raw Men's Survivor Series team.
Bottom right?
Okay.
Who are you?
This is the first we're hearing about it. Haven't even announced what they're doing for Survivor Series.
Well, you see, Eric.
But there's a Raw team.
There's only one time of year where Raw and SmackDown stars go face-to-face.
Head-to-head.
He said that.
And head-to-head.
Tom Phillips said that.
Yeah.
Even though that just happened on the season premieres of Raw and SmackDown.
Yeah. And it happens three other
It happens all the time. Yeah,
there's Class of Champions.
They did the brand-to-brand quarterly bullshit.
Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Just plenty of others.
Almost every week.
Literally hundreds.
Oh, every week. We also have the Raw Underground Bouncer in AJ's corner again. AJ says he shouldn't have to qualify for Team Raw because he should be the captain for Team Raw.
I'm not going to argue that.
Early in the match, Jeff dives towards Styles outside the ring, but the bouncer catches him.
Mm.
What a shame. AJ's out of the Survivor Series team.
Yeah.
That's a real shame.
Right.
This fucking bouncer cost him the match.
Yep.
Yeah.
Then Styles hits the phenomenal forearm for the win.
Oh.
The bouncer does not get disqualified
for
interfering in the match.
For catching Jeff.
Catching Jeff Hardy. Physical interference.
Yes.
After the match, Elias shows up and he smashes his guitar over Jeff's back. Whatever.
That feud continues.
Next up, we have Drew Gulak and Akira Tozawa. You know that tag team. Remember
yeah,
that tag
that
team?
That very famous.
Gulak and Tozawa.
Who are you?
Versus the Lucha House Party. Why are they fighting each other?
They actually had a microphone on them that didn't air, but you can watch it like a behind the scenes thing.
Yeah.
And Gulak goes, "Has Cody called you yet?" Tozawa's like, "No, you." No.
He's like, "Damn, who's Cody?"
Yeah.
Why the fuck did I re-sign?
I guess we're chasing around R-Truth the next 6 months then.
Yep.
So yeah, seriously, Gulak re-signed like
to do this.
Recently to do this.
Maybe he has a wife and kid.
So
it's good money.
R-Truth comes out because he's a dumbass.
Yeah.
Like why are they fighting each other?
First of
all, do the winners get a shot? Oh wait, no, anyone could pin the 24/7 champion anytime.
There's no reason for this match. Yeah.
So Truth comes out and everyone tries to pin him, but he gets away. Dorado hits Gulak with a crossbody for the win. 1-2-3, Gulak. He was a cruiserweight champion. Crossbody for the win.
Yeah.
And then they chase Truth to the back after the match.
When was the last time that won a match? Like 1982?
Who?
Crossbody.
Oh, right.
Maybe.
Sure. Probably a Von Erich.
Probably, yeah.
Next up, we have the Firefly Funhouse with Bray Wyatt, dressed as Mad Hatter, and Alexa Bliss, basically as Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Alexa makes Ramblin' Rabbit some tea. He drinks it and asks, what's in it, Alexa? And she says, oh, a touch of strawberry, a hint of peach, a sprinkle of sugar.
And?
Poison.
You see, this is what we call long-term booking.
Yeah.
That's right. A year and a half payoff.
Yeah.
So Ramblin' Rabbit vomits and he dies like always.
Yeah.
And then Alexa, she hypes a moment of bliss for later because her guest is Randy Orton. And then we cut to Bray, who's like staring into space. He has PTSD.
With the picture of the house on fire right next to him.
Yes.
Right.
That was amazing.
And the screams. Then Ramblin' Rabbit comes back to life, but Bray murders him with the whatever that fucking thing is that Orton used.
Stormbreaker.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what that is.
It's like a railroad sign.
It's like a rod. And he desecrated Sister
it's
Abigail's
like a sea, and it's like crossed
ashes
off.
With
I
it.
I still don't know what it
like
is.
I can't think of it.
It's weird.
Backstage, Nia Jackson, Shayna Baszler give Adam Pearce their own separate lists of who should be on Team Raw for the women. Nia yells at Shayna because she's not on Shayna's list. And then Shayna asks Nia, was I on your list? And Nia says, wouldn't you like to know? Next up, we have Elias versus Keith Lee.
Yeah.
Another qualifying match for Survivor Series.
Yeah.
Elias goes to the top rope for the elbow drop, but Jeff Hardy's music hits and it distracts him. Lee throws Elias off the top rope and then hits the spirit bomb for the win. Keith Boom. Lee needed Jeff Hardy's help to beat Elias.
Makes sense.
Or else he was going to lose.
Yeah.
Was he on Team NXT last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
And now he's on Team Raw.
He lost to Roman at the...
Yeah, he was the last member remaining.
After the match, Jeff smashes a guitar over Elias' back. So
wait, well...
Yeah, you could say.
Yeah, guitar smash. Guitars.
That's okay.
Next up, Charlie Caruso interviews Randy Orton backstage. Caruso asks Orton, are you concerned about the Fiend showing up during a moment of bliss? And Orton says the only people that need to be concerned are those that cross Randy Orton. Next up, we have the
I think there was a missed opportunity there to say, long before there was ever a Fiend, there was a Viper.
Mm-hmm.
That'd been a nice line there.
Yeah, sure.
Kind of waiting for him to say it, to be honest.
You should have submitted it.
Yeah, I should have.
They asked for lines on Twitter.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the Hurt Business versus Retribution in an 8-man elimination tag team match.
Why was this?
So both shows had 8-man tags.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this was an elimination. You had to have multiple pins in this one.
So Reckoning gets in the ring and starts freaking out, yelling, get them off, get them off. And she rolls around the ring going crazy.
Fuck.
And the ref yells, Mia! Mia! Is she Mia Yim or is she
Did
Reckoning?
Did the ref really yell
right.
that?
Yes. He's like, Mia, Mia!
I mean, Chopstick.
I mean, we could fucking tell it's Mia Yim.
Right.
But they're calling her Reckoning.
Yeah.
Reckoning. And by the way, how is that a name for any for a person, like even a dog? That's like that's a fucking verb, like almost. Like what the fuck? Hey, running. Yeah. Hey, running. Are you okay?
Hey, running.
So he's just yelling Mia Mia. That distraction allowed Slapjack to roll up MVP to score the first elimination.
Mm.
After that, the ref ejects Reckoning from ringside. And she obliges, even though she's a part of a terrorist organization.
Correct.
You know, oh, I mean, oh, shoot.
Yeah. Oh, well, rules are rules.
Oh, shoot.
I signed a contract. Rules are rules.
Well, I'll listen to you, but then I'm going to go set fire to the whole fucking Thunderdome. All right, bye.
So again, she pretends like something's eating her. I thought this was the Fiend. I don't know if you guys like. No, I thought the Fiend did some just voodoo shit.
This was retarded, and it was.
Then after the pin, she should have went, ha-ha, pointed to her head. She continued to act like something was eating her.
Yeah.
Only when we came back from commercial was she like, ha-ha. Like, why didn't you stop immediately after the distraction?
Yeah. Because
it was so dumb.
Because that's what kept you tuning in.
Oh.
Well, they went to commercial while she was being eaten alive, and you were like, well, I hope she's okay.
Only better, one thing keeps me turning in.
I better not turn on Monday Night Football. I better watch this.
Right.
Lashley eliminates Slapjack with a spear. After that, T-Bar and Lashley fight outside the ring, and they're both eliminated by countout because they are fucking stupid.
Yes.
And then Shelton Benjamin eliminates Mace with pay dirt. So we got Shelton Benjamin and Cedric left, and then Ali. With Ali being the only one left on his team, he gets disqualified after using a chair on Cedric Alexander.
Like, as a good guy, he was kind of like a badass wannabe. As a bad guy, he's literally the worst wrestler we've ever seen.
Yeah.
He gets scared easy. You're part of a terrorist organization, and you're like, oh,
like
Cedric Alexander and Shelton Benjamin. Who are they pretending these guys are?
Right.
It's like he's looking at The Rock and The Undertaker.
And where are your Molotov cocktails? The first time we saw you, you had Molotov cocktails.
Yeah.
Where's your chainsaw?
Right.
Where's your, like, 20 other members?
Where's your 20 other guys to help you?
Like, come on.
So stupid.
Retribution's record is now 0-4.
Oh, God.
Nice.
Why did you even bother making this stable?
Right.
Why even bother?
So stupid.
Like, a jobber stable?
Yeah.
Like job the job squad.
2.0.
That was a joke, and it was funny. Like, I don't get this.
Right.
Later in the show, Mustafa Ali cuts a backstage promo and says, "We win when you suffer." Well, you haven't won shit.
No, 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 we're suffering. I mean, someone's
we
winning.
Are. That's true.
We are suffering.
Oh, the suffering.
Pain.
I guess they're winning.
And suffering.
I guess they're really winning. Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
Yoga. God.
Thank you.
What's wrong with the Star Wars prequels?
Yeah.
And sequels.
Is that going to be a special show we're going to do?
Maybe it should. Backstage, Angel Garza hits on Mandy. But Mandy's like, fuck off. I'm still fucking Otis. Yeah, I know. It sucks.
No, I mean, really. Yeah.
Angel then starts to hit on Dana Brooke, but then Nia and Shayna walk up. So then Angel offers the rose to Nia and Shayna. And even Shayna's like, really, bro? You don't even know? Seriously? Did no one tell you?
Yeah.
But then Nia accepts the rose and Garza walks away.
And she winks at him.
And sure. Yeah. And then the two teams argue over who are the team captains of Raw. Team Raw. Mandy and Dana Brooke.
Yeah, they burned it. You deserve it.
We're undefeated as a tag team on Raw. Yeah, you beat Lana and Natalya.
Yeah,
way congratulations.
To go. So fucking dumb.
The only team worse than you. So Dana and Mandy walk away, and then Shayna asks Nia, "Seriously, Garza?" And Nia says, "Yeah, why not?" Like, Garza's one of the most attractive men in the fucking company.
Like, yeah, for sure. And anyone that's ever winked or, like, been attracted to Nia, she's all over them.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my God, a guy like me? Yes.
Is this like an Eddie Guerrero China situation? Yeah. Like, is this...
They will not play this into it. No.
Well, no, that's never happened.
I mean, I'm sure there would be an exception to that, you know?
Yeah.
Josh Reese trying to wink at her, like...
A fan asked...
She's like, top right.
A fan asked Charlie Caruso... About, like, you know, her flirting with Garza. They're like, whatever happened to that? And she basically replied, yeah, whatever happened to that?
Right.
Like, even she's making fun of how bad the fucking storytelling in the company is.
Right.
And, like, she's just an interviewer.
Yeah.
Like, is she trying to get fired because she has an ESPN job now?
Probably. Maybe. Why would you not? Like, oh, a real company.
Yeah.
Real.
She's like their only real link to a real network. There's
two paychecks.
No way. She's probably, like, has better job security than Roman Reigns.
Right. Next up, we have Drew McIntyre versus The Miz. Morrison tries to hit McIntyre with the Money in the Bank briefcase, but Drew ducks and gives him an overhead suplex. And then he hits The Miz with the Claymore for the win. After the match, McIntyre points to one of the fan screens, and I'm just like, okay, what's that? Because it's so blurry, you can't see. And then they have to tell us, oh, that's Matthew McConaughey and his two sons.
All right, all right, all right.
But again, you can't tell who it is because it's so blurry. That could have been anyone, as far as I'm concerned.
You might as well, every week, you should name a top A-lister.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, sure.
Why not?
Look, it's Tom Hanks.
Yeah, sure. Huge fan of wrestling.
Like, you have,
the
again,
Thunderdome.
Again, you have the actual feed. You have it.
Right.
Just cut to the real, the actual feed.
Right.
Not zooming in on the shitty Thunderdome screens.
I guess, again, they want to make it realistic.
Well, like, okay, start zooming in on it, then cut to the actual feed so we can actually see Matthew McConaughey. Not a pixelated version of him.
Right, yeah.
It was fucking terrible.
Like, three people in one small square.
Yeah.
Does not come out with
him and his two sons.
Right. I guess their sons are fans, so he used his mojo to get them on Thunderdome.
Right.
And get, well, like, he's like, look, y'all can put us on Thunderdome. Just have Drew point to us.
Yeah, he's been in the crowd before. They probably they probably begged him. Hey, can you please?
Any celebrities, please be in Thunderdome.
And then later, Caruso interviews McIntyre backstage, and he says, Randy Orton's going to have a moment tonight, but it's not going to be one of bliss. So we'll get back to that. Next up, we have a New Day backstage promo. But they're cosplaying as the Street Profits because they are facing them at Survivor Series.
Ooh, yeah! Champions will take on...
Hey, you all right, though?
Huh?
Yeah.
Champions will take on...
But we talked about this. You can't go full Dawkins.
Huh?
Half Dawkins. I know it's
too much.
It's too much.
Half Dawkins. All right.
Never go full Dawkins.
That's ever. Kind of funny.
That was funny.
Yeah.
So looks like no NXT at Survivor Series this year.
Yeah.
Like I predicted.
They can't have them winning again.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. You guys won. Fuck that shit.
Right.
Asuka then walks up and yells, we want smoke. Hmm. Sorry. Yeah. A little delayed on that. Then Kofi says Asuka will face Sasha Banks at Survivor Series.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we haven't seen that match enough.
Hmm. My God.
We've also got Randy Orton versus Roman Reigns. Which cut back to 2015.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
At least it's been a while. But then the Hurt Business walk up and MVP says United States champion Bobby Lashley will be facing Intercontinental champion Sami Zayn. You know, because that feud from 2018 was so great.
Okay.
They better change some of these belts around before the actual pay-per-view. It's a fucking rematch. It's a rematch pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Okay. Sasha and Asuka?
How could you
We've
possibly?
Seen that 10 times this year.
And why? Yeah. Who's surviving these matches? God, when I was a kid, you'd have like 5 Survivor Series matches, and they're all elimination matches.
Yeah.
And guys were like running around trying to build a team. And it was great.
Yeah.
It was great. Like Warrior had to build a team, and then they all wore Warrior's makeup for like one night.
Right, yeah.
Shawn Michaels had to build a team. The Rock had to build a team.
Jerry the King Lawler had to build a team one
year. Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Why not? So and it's amazing, and it's so much fun. And now it's Raw versus SmackDown in a who gives a living shit?
And the only match we haven't seen is New Day versus the Street Profits, which, yeah, that'll be fun.
Sure.
But all these other ones are fucking rematches.
Yeah.
We've seen all these. They have this. And to be fair, they usually do switch around a couple belts before. Like, they've done this so many times. First time Jinder Mahal was champion, they gave it to AJ Styles right before Survivor Series.
Of course.
Right. And then the next year, they took it off AJ Styles, gave it to Daniel Bryan so that they wouldn't have the same match.
Yeah. Right.
So hopefully they switch it around some.
Yeah.
Like, either get... Lashley, get the U.S. Belt off Lashley or the IC belt off Sammy or something like that. God.
Yeah, maybe Lesnar could take the belt off Orton and then you'll have Lesnar.
No, are you kidding? We're saving that for WrestleMania.
Shit.
So that's the WrestleMania main event, Roman Reigns versus Lesnar.
What are you?
Three times, just like Rock and Austin. Fuck you!
Amateur hour over here for Joe.
MVP says, we also have our eyes set on the Raw tag titles. And then Asuka tells MVP, you will try and you will fail. Do you know why? And then they do the New Day Rocks
chant.
Why
does Asuka give a fuck about the New Day?
I don't know. I don't know. And she's the women's champ.
Right.
And she's acting so
dumb.
Like
a goofy fuck.
Goofy fuck.
That goofy fuck is champion.
All right, next up we have Adam Pearce and Pat Buck in the ring. And, you know, I've criticized them a lot, but I have to give it to WWE because they, like, these two robots that they've created, like, they're so lifelike, you know? The only thing they lack is, you know, human emotion, but they look
but
just like humans.
They look like real people.
Yeah, it's crazy. Just as soon as they can figure out the human emotion, because literally, these guys have nothing, no soul, just nothing inside them.
Dead shark eyes.
Yeah.
So good.
Like,
so
these are our new authority figures?
I'll be Pat Buck, and you be Adam Pearce. So good. What did he say?
Right. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. We're going to announce the teams for the women's Survivor Series team on Raw.
What?
Fatal error.
Okay.
Something's wrong. These things are broken.
Line not found.
So,
input script.
The first four names are the four women we saw earlier, Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, Mandy Rose, and Dana Brooke. So they all come out. Nia wants to announce the final name, but Shayna wants to do it. And then Adam Pearce says, the final and fifth member will be decided in a fatal four-way match, and that match starts right now.
Why are they being decided? Why can't someone build a team? Why can't people just say, let's have the best wrestlers? Oh, no. You have to have four people, one of which does not deserve it. Really, two of which do not deserve
three,
it.
Three,
really
four, not. Five of them.
Well, I mean, Nikki Cross I'd put on the team, or at least...
Well, at least they're tag champs, so okay, they could be on there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's like, oh, we only need a match for the fifth member, because Mandy and Dana Brooke are so good.
God.
Like, what?
I don't know what SmackDown's putting together, but they're going to win huge.
Are they?
I think last year's...
Who can they put together?
I don't care.
Yeah.
Dana Brooke and the winner of this Fatal 4-Way match?
Oh. Oh, good.
So we have Lana versus Lacey Evans versus Peyton Royce versus Nikki Cross. I did like that Nia Jax stole Byron Saxton's seat to watch the match.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
But in the end, Peyton, Lacey, and Nikki do the superplex spot, so they're all out. And then Lana gets in the ring and pins Nikki for the win. So yeah, this is the shittiest Survivor Series team of all time.
For sure.
Yeah.
I think I remember SmackDown had like a really bad one last year for the women. So I don't know. I'm not sure.
And then what happened after the match?
After the match, Lana hugs Nia, but then Nia picks her up and puts her through the announce table for the sixth week in a row.
Wow. Yeah, that's six.
That is six. We're still doing this.
Still doing this.
And then next up we have Charlie Caruso interviewing Randy Orton backstage.
Get at it.
And she asked the same question. She's just like, hey, are you going to be on a Moment of Bliss? Like, you okay? And he's like, yeah. Like, what the fuck?
He's like, yeah.
Did they forget that they did this? Was Vince like, oh, let's not forget about the interview with Randy Orton.
But Vince, but...
Shut up!
Bennett, goddamn it.
I'm a genius.
That's tremendous.
Poison.
I'm sorry about that.
I love you.
You love me, Vince?
I was talking to Orton.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
No.
And she's like interviewing him like this is a new thing. Right. She's like, Randy, thanks for taking the time. What the fuck? Yeah. All right, next up we have Matt Riddle versus Sheamus qualifying match for the Raw Men's Survivor Series team. Yep. Sheamus hits the bro kick for the win.
I put my house on Riddle. What?
Yeah. Sheamus, you lost your house.
Come again?
Sheamus wins. Clean! Clean with the bro kick.
I have a guest room.
Bro.
They're pushing Sheamus.
Yeah.
Sheamus.
Right.
Well, let me fill out my Survivor Series scorecard. First eliminated. Got that filled out. Done. What the fuck?
You know, I think I said 3 months for Riddle, and it's been 3 months.
Yeah.
He's done.
He's done.
Is that a dollar?
He's jobbing.
No,
to
we, there wasn't a bet. We just
that we're
agreed.
Champion
probably be
2008.
Months.
Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, thank God. We really need Sheamus on that Survivor Series.
Remember the bar?
Yeah.
It was 3 years ago.
Right. So finally, we have a moment of bliss. She introduces Orton and asks him if he was surprised that he won Hell in a Cell. Orton says no, but asks Alexa, do you have any surprises for me?
I'd ask her the same thing. Mm.
So Alexa says, no surprises. But last night, you and Drew McIntyre burned the house down.
Oh, shit.
So Orton's like, there it is. Where's the Fiend, you fucking bitch? But McIntyre comes out and brawls with Orton while Alexa sits on the top rope and points and laughs like a little kid. McIntyre sets up for the Claymore, but the lights go out. The red light comes on and Orton has retreated to the stage, but then he realizes that the Fiend is standing right behind him. So Orton's like, well, fuck this. I'll take my chances with Drew. He walks back to the ring, brawls with McIntyre some more, while the Fiend just stands there and watches.
Oh, he likes to watch.
And the show just goes off the air like a cut. Wasn't even like a fade out. It was just like, oh, they're fighting. And now, the new, like yeah. Whatever show was next.
Yeah,
like
so that's how like the show. Last week.
Yeah, just
like the guy, the director just went.
Yeah, that's it. Not even a fade out.
Cut
get
the
this
feed.
Shit off
Do
the
it
air.
Now.
Get it off the air.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Whatever.
Let's try to give some awards to this garbage.
We can try, for sure.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Who is your worst dressed?
Worst dressed, any Retribution member?
Slapjack.
Slapjack.
Yeah, I'll sweep that. Lana looked like an idiot, too, and that's, you know.
But did you have a stupid, I don't even know what you call that. Like CM Punk said, a plate that you cut holes in? Like a paper plate
yeah,
that you cut holes
like
in?
Like Arts and Craft Hour.
Best dressed?
Imagine Jason, but like he had an abnormal brain. Abby something.
Yeah, best dressed?
Bianca Belair.
Yeah.
Bianca Belair looked really good, too. Yeah. I like the SmackDown outfit that she had.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm still going Sasha. Mm. Worst acting?
I had AJ's associate. Like, at least have, like, the slightest bit of personality if you're going to be with AJ Styles. Like, he even caught Jeff, and he's just like...
I think that's the whole point, but yeah, I get it. Yeah. He was kind of an idiot. I had Slapjack. He was
I had
freaking out.
The two
out.
Robots. I don't know. Can I give it to... I mean, they're robots. Can I give it to robots?
I'll allow it.
All right, Pearson
it's
Buck.
Pro wrestling.
Yeah. I mean, it's not fair to them because they're robots. They're
yeah,
not
sure,
real.
Sure, sure.
Right. Best acting?
Alexa Bliss.
Yeah, I went with Alexa.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, she was great. Her or Bray. I mean, together they're great.
I think Joe might be a robot.
Worst comment. Survivor Series is the one night a year where...
How about fist me, boys? Yeah.
How about... Mia! Mia!
Yeah.
Hey, Mia Yim, are you okay? Mia Yim from NXT,
Mia
Keith
Yim.
Lee's girlfriend.
Girlfriend of Keith Lee, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Best comment?
Fist me, boys.
You had that as best, that's
yeah.
funny. I had every word, player. I literally laughed out loud when he yeah. said,
don't go full Dawkins.
Oh, that's good, too.
Worst match?
Drew Tozawa versus Luchas.
For sure.
That is correct.
That yeah. is correct.
Super slow-mo.
Women's Fatal 4-Way.
Yep.
Also correct.
Sweep. Best match?
This one's harder.
Rollins Murphy.
I agree.
Yeah, yeah, we'll go with that.
What else was there?
AJ Styles and Hardy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worst move? That's gotta be reckoning, seizing, or whatever the fuck she was doing.
Yeah, or playing the cash register.
I had a cross body that pinned Drew Gulak.
Oh, right.
Whatever. Best move?
I had Sasha using the chair and making Bayley sign.
Yeah, if we're supposed to pretend like we didn't see the pay-per-view yet, then yes, that would be mine as well.
Right.
Well, I watched SmackDown before the pay-per-view.
I know, but we've seen it now.
Yeah, I'll go with that. Worst moment or segment?
Court.
Lawn
you should have made you laugh.
A couple
One
times.
Part.
But
yeah,
the rest
Lana
of it
wins.
Was garbage.
Lana wins.
Fine.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Sweep it.
Best moment or segment?
Firefly Funhouse.
For sure.
Yeah. Because the end of Raw, it was cool with the Fiend was coming out, and then he just stood there and
then
did
it's commercial, or end the show, just end it.
He didn't fucking do anything.
We haven't,
why come out?
We haven't paid this off. End it.
Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah.
So is that going to be like a triple threat at some point for whatever pay-per-view is in December?
Isn't that triple threat pay-per-view?
What?
Isn't that pay-per-view called triple threat? Like,
what is that? The TLC one in December, I think?
I thought they already did TLC this year. Maybe not. No, they did.
Extreme Rules.
Yeah. Same thing.
It is the same thing.
So it will probably be TLC.
All right. Breaking news. WWE announced that it's celebrating 30 years of The Undertaker for Survivor Series. I wonder where they could have gotten this idea. Watching AEW a couple weeks back, 30 years of Jericho.
Right. Yeah.
But of course, this, you know, he debuted at Survivor Series back in 1990. So who does he tombstone at Survivor Series? Who do you got? I got Elias.
Ooh,
he always does, you know, Elias always takes
Sure, sure. I mean, there's good odds for that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Elias. Maybe R-Truth. Maybe he'll just, like, take the 24-7 title from him.
Yeah.
And then be like, rest in peace. And then Lightning will strike the title and blow it up.
Rest in pieces.
Or just give him the title and Undertaker defends it twice a year and always wins.
Yeah, yeah.
Against R-Truth.
Yes. He feuds forever.
Also, Mick Foley told Talk Sport that he recently had a top secret meeting with Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
The details will be out soon.
SmackDown gets their own 24/7 title.
Yeah, he was already. Yeah, right.
God. And then at Survivor Series, you
go get it.
You got any news?
He just low blows Mick at Survivor Series. I was kidding, you idiot. Why do you keep falling for this?
Yeah. I got someone. Tagged me on a thing in Twitter. Some no-name wrestling promotion called Black Label Pro Wrestling.
Hey, don't be plugging other...
Oh, whatever. Go
ahead. Okay. So they have an event coming up called Slamilton.
Oh, boy.
And someone... the person who tagged me on it, they're like, oh, what is this? This is gimmick infringement. And he tagged Eric What's Wrong. And this Black Label Pro replied to him. They're like, we've been doing Slamilton for 3 years, homies. So, of course, I replied, I've been Slamilton for 5. And then put a gif of the Miz's dad, you know, with his
Dukes.
Yeah. Let's fight.
Yeah.
So thanks to Bruce, which is at DAPC91 for tagging me.
Yep.
He's like, I bet they won't even serve pizza.
Did you file the lawsuit yet? Or?
No, I consulted my lawyer Joe Pisano, and we're going to file for a trademark on Slamilton.
Yeah,
you better hurry up. Yeah, I'm sure everyone listening When's right the now.
Their event is November 21st.
All right,
okay,
got a week.
Yeah,
better hurry up.
You can do it.
Any other news?
No.
Does anyone have rumors? I didn't really even find anything interesting.
Not really.
I saw somewhere that they're going to announce that Tucker moving shows was a mistake, and they're going to put him back on. Back on SmackDown.
Oh, yeah?
All right, so what do you have for trivia, Joe?
Yeah. What?
Trivia time? There's no rumors, really, so.
Yeah, there's nothing. Yes, so let's see. What? This is brought to you by Pro Wrestling Statistics on Instagram. A lot of good stuff on there.
Don't be plugging other Instagram pages.
Right. So Randy Orton. We'll do this in like 3 parts. Randy Orton won the championship.
Yes,
so,
he did.
So, what is his record in Hell in the Cell Championship matches?
How many has he had?
I'll give you that. He's had 4.
All right. One and three?
2-2.
The answer is 4-0.
Oh.
Never lost Hell in the Cell Championship match. And this was his 8th Hell in the Cell. Who are the 2 wrestlers that have more than him? Bonus points if you can say how many.
Fuck. Undertaker?
Undertaker for sure.
How many people?
What other?
Triple H.
Triple H is correct. Any idea how many Undertaker's been in?
12. Higher.
15?
14.
Wow.
14 Hell in the Cell matches.
Shawn Michaels, Triple H twice.
Oh, yeah.
Keep going.
Kane.
Six pack challenge.
I don't know.
Big boss man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's the only person who's 0-4?
In Hell in a Cell?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Should be easy. I mean, he's biggest jobber of all time.
Dolph Big Ziggler? Show?
Oh, did you say Dolph Ziggler?
Yeah.
or Big Show. I don't think either one of them have been in a Hell in a Cell. Maybe Dolph has.
No, Dolph hasn't.
No, Mick Foley. Mick Foley. He's lost to everyone.
Yeah. The most hardcore wrestler always loses hardcore
matches. Of course. Like regular guys. Triple H.
Right, yeah.
All right, fan questions. Vanguard 2. Which of these was the best rivalry of the Ruthless Aggression era? JBL versus Cena, Undertaker versus Orton, or Eddie Guerrero versus Rey Mysterio?
Ooh.
Probably Undertaker Orton.
Yeah?
Yeah. They had a good long feud.
I did like the JBL Cena stuff.
Yeah, that was good.
I was not watching SmackDown during this time, so I really didn't see any of them.
Okay. So I mean, you agree with me then?
Sure.
Sure.
Pop Culture Junkie, a year ago we had Roman in dog food matches, The Fiend taking 20 curb stomps and still kicking out, and NXT dominated Survivor Series. Thoughts on where we are now?
Top right?
Not much has changed. I mean, at least no dog food. But
yeah, that's true.
At least WWE, at least no dog food.
Jake Baker, Push Fire Barry, Buried Stables, The Nexus, Retribution, Dark Order.
Fire Retribution, Bury the Dark Order, Push the Nexus.
That is correct. That was my trivia for the week. Mike Dawes, why does Bianca have to be blue now? How childish is this? Everything has to be the same color as the show. Did Stone Cold have a bright red vest? No. Well, she's not Stone Cold.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Of course, Stone Cold's not going to do that.
Right.
But she's hot, and she looked hot, so I don't care. Joey Montez, admitted, guys, you missed the Saudi Arabia shows. The recap itself, not worth the whole, not the whole show.
Well, that's right. We do miss those recaps.
It is fun to make fun of it. Tyrone Grizz, anybody notice the graphic for Mona Bliss had Randy's current head photoshopped on 2017 Randy's body?
Really?
No. How could you tell, though?
Right.
Did he have less tattoos then? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I did not notice that.
Interesting.
Mike Dawes. I'm sorry. I read that right. Gary Pendleton. WWE's next TV contract should be with Nickelodeon. I watched Raw live with my 7-year-old, and he loved the 24/7 title tag team match with the Luchas.
7-year-old.
Also, he was in awe of the way Retribution looked. AEW needs to move to Mondays.
For sure.
7-year-old.
Ravishing Rick Moranis, not a question really, but I wanted to thank you guys. Last 2 years has been rough for my family and I, even spent a year homeless. But my son Sebastian, who turned 16 on Sunday, and I discovered your podcast and listening every week has become one of our favorite things to do together. He loves your impressions, especially Ric Flair. And when you occasionally read one of his questions, thanks for the entertainment and thanks for watching the show so we don't have to.
Very nice.
Well, thank you, Rick Moranis.
Yes,
we appreciate
you.
That.
Stay ravishing.
I didn't know that Rick Moranis was homeless this whole time. But no,
getting punched in
all
the face.
Seriousness. Thanks. Appreciate that. No, that's means a lot. Minnesota Nice. So Retribution, Keith Lee, and Matt Riddle get called up, and then they all get buried. Is it even worth having anyone get called up from NXT?
Not anymore.
No, pretty much. I don't think Keith Lee's buried. Well, unless you count his stupid ring gear and his stupid music, then yeah, I guess he is buried.
Right.
Carlos Ramirez, that's a rumor I should have mentioned. The rumor was that Keith Lee is recording new entrance music, I heard somewhere.
Like he's personally recording it?
Well, yeah.
Like in his house?
Yeah.
That's funny.
I think he was the one singing the song.
Maybe.
Sounds like him.
No, it was Malcolm Bivens.
Carlos Ramirez, Monday Night Raw, more like Monday Night Asylum.
Oh,
Monday Night Arkham Raw Asylum.
Oh. Yeah, but we get where you're going with.
El Juanismo, on November 22nd, 2010, Miz cashed in on Orton. Would you guys have that happen again on the 10-year anniversary and then the Fiend take it off the Miz?
Sure. I mean, that would be funny to do.
As long as it all happens in the same night.
Yeah.
I'd have the Miz fail at cashing in and then the Fiend.
Really?
Fiend Orton again? Yeah, whatever.
It's going to happen.
Well, the 22nd.
The Fiend Miz? You want to see that 10-second match?
The 22nd is a Sunday. Is that the day of Survivor Series?
It's in 3 weeks.
I don't know. Michtar, are you excited for the brand new Bray Wyatt versus Randy Orton feud? Yeah, of course. Yeah. And then El Rey, PJ Perez, we've had wrestling dentists, a baseball player, garbage man, even a clown. What other jobs would you like to see gimmicked into a wrestler?
President.
We've had that. We've had Trump.
He wasn't president, though.
Well.
What about
we had
about like a butcher?
Ooh. Yeah, butcher, maybe a blade butcher to go with him.
No, like an actual butcher.
Yes, we have shown him cutting meat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beefy Joe?
Yeah.
Not an actual butcher.
Pretty sure we've had every job you could have be a gimmick.
Was there
wrestler
a mailman wrestler?
Ooh.
Yes.
The mailman, he delivered.
Yeah, Karl Malone.
Yeah, he did wrestle. He did wrestle.
You got us. You got us there.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Rimo, I noticed on Twitter, USA Network is promoting classic WWE moments. If WWE just reset the clock at like 96 and started playing all those Raws in succession, do you think they'd draw more viewers?
Probably.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's possible.
We're going to take a, I mean, that's what they should have done. Like, okay, we're going to take a break during COVID. Enjoy the Attitude Era.
Sure.
Yeah.
Kyle Foxen, since WWE loves to break records of guys that are no longer with the company, is Retribution about to break Kurt Hawkins' losing streak?
There's a chance.
Yeah, I
think
so.
It's going to take a while because they had house shows.
Very good chance.
And it's WWE, and there's no rules, and since there's four of them losing every week, those losses are multiplied by four. So they're at 0-16 now.
I agree. Yes. Yeah. Jason Dearham, so do you think Edge will beat Orton for the title? Then immediately after, Miz comes out and cashes in. Great way to get nuclear heat on the Miz. No, I don't want that to happen. I don't think that will happen. And
it would get so much heat on Miz, though.
The Miz is a joke. He'd have to like beat the fuck out of John Morrison to become legitimate again.
Yeah.
Hey, you know?
Right.
Not be the goofy guy that he wears. He wore a blue suit this week. Like fucking Dumb Harry and Lloyd. And that guy's going to cash in.
Yeah.
That's all I have for fan questions, though. So make sure you subscribe to our podcast. Give us a 5-star review. Check out our official website, whatswrongwithwrestling.com. Like the show on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Wrong Wrestling. Get a t-shirt at prowrestlingtees.com/whatswrongwithwrestling. And join our Patreon at patreon.com/whatswrongwithwrestling.
Yeah, there it is. That last part's the most important.
Yes, it is. And now we're going to go recap Halloween Havoc 98.
Trick or treat.
God help us.
Just a troll.
What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no. What's wrong with wrestling? What's wrong with wrestling? So much wrong with wrestling. Oh no.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.